You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Vestavia Hills, Alabama, at the Vestavia Hills Library in the forest. I have with me Bree Walker, and I actually saw a post from the Addiction Prevention Coalition where they shared 1 year of sobriety on April the 21st. Bree celebrated that 1 year, and many people celebrated it with her. I reached out to Bree so that she could share her story, she could share about the battle that she's gone through, the journey that she's on overcoming this addiction. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Bree.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to have you today.
Good to be here.
And are you from Jefferson County?
No, sir. I'm from Morgan County.
Okay, so you're near where I'm from. We came from Athens today.
Okay. Yeah.
About an hour and a half drive, hour and 45 minutes.
Actually, Somerville's where I'm from.
Okay.
Yes.
I know exactly where that's at.
Okay. I went to Brewer.
Now you live where? You still live in the Morgan County area?
No. My parents do. My family does. So I go back and see them. But I stay here in Vestavia.
What did you think about the Addiction Prevention Coalition sharing about your year of sobriety?
Actually, I didn't really think much about it. Like, it really didn't sink in like it was such a big thing.
I think the biggest thing, as I mentioned before we started, is what it can do to other people.
Yeah.
To encourage them and inspire them. It's not going to be everybody, but somebody out there sees your story. They see, well, Bree made it for a year. How did she do that, first off?
Exactly.
And then second, maybe if Bree can do it, I can do it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And like, I just shared it on my Facebook, like, because there's people back home that knew how bad I was and knew how lost I was. And for them to see, like, me doing okay and me making it gives them hope. And it's just, I never thought I would myself because I was lost for so long. Like, I started when I was 15 and I was 44 before I really have gotten this. And they say, like, geographical change, you know, doesn't help, but it helped me to get away. Just, like, I was far enough away, I couldn't just go right back down the road and go by a friend's house or whatever. But, you know, I can go see my family, but it's not convenient. So I came out here because the recovery community is better out here. It really is. So, like, anywhere I turn, there's meetings, and I've never really tried this. And I went to Bradford first, and at Bradford, it was pretty hard. Detox was pretty hard, and then you wake up, and it's like I was so angry. You know, I was so angry. I'd wasted all this time, and I didn't know what to do. I really just didn't know what to do. And one of the counselors told me, he said, treat this like you have cancer, and I'm your oncologist, and just do whatever I say, whatever we tell you to, because what you've done, well, your choices have gotten you here. And so I kind of let that sink in, and then they did these different counselors would do different things with us, and like one of them took us on an obstacle course, and they gave us this like bizarre thing to do, you know, and you're thinking, what is going on here? Like, what is the purpose of this? Well, after it, it was something so simple, but we had to all do it as a team, and like, it just that little exercise that he did with us enlightened me on, he was like, Bree, once you figured out what to do, you never hesitated, and you moved through all these people on this log, you know, and I was like, maybe I just need direction. Maybe I just need somebody else to guide me. And, of course, like, God is a big factor in it. Like, looking back, he saved me when I didn't even know he was. You know, he was keeping his hand around me through my whole life because I didn't care. I was just trying to die, like, trying to just be numb to, I didn't know how to live normal. So when I got out here to Birmingham, I went to a halfway house called ALR, and there, like, it was just a safe place after Bradford for me to continue going further, like, with my recovery and going to meetings, because I didn't know what to do. Like, if I just went back home, I wouldn't have made it. And so I formed a really good network out here. God gave me a really good job in recovery. And it's not just like, it's something that I can stick at for like years to come. And it's something like I feel accomplished doing each day, and I look forward to going to work. And, you know, I don't just leave my problems at the door. Like, I take them, if something's going on in my life, I just take it with me. And I think a big thing is surrounding yourself with the right people and just staying and, like, going to meetings and sharing if I have a bad day or if I have a thought about going back to that lifestyle. Like, just, you know, it's just a lot of coping skills that I've learned.
So that job offers the structure that maybe you need in your life.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Gives you that, you know, that you have to be here at this time and you have to be done at this time, and this is where you're going to be as part of your structured life to be where you need to be. Mm-hmm. When you need to be there and be around the right people.
Oh, yes. And, like, the work environment I'm in, I couldn't ask for a better place. Like, it's godsend. Everybody from the management to the people who own it to the people who work there, just my coworkers, like, we are all, like, very close. We care about each other, and like half of us are in recovery and half of us are not. So it's just like a perfect match. Like the ones who are not in recovery learn about it because everybody's affected by it.
Sure.
Like, so, you know, down the line, you know somebody or have cared about somebody that didn't mean to end up this way. You just did. Like, I mean, you could be in a car. Like, I didn't get addicted to pain pills until I was in a car accident and they had to give me pain medication, and I just didn't stop taking it. Like, I just traded one thing for another, and then, you know, you just don't.
And that was at 15? Car accident at 15? Or
no,
was there something else that
there was other things earlier? Before then, yeah. At 15, it started out with just drinking and just, you know, the social things, and you just don't realize that doing it here and there, it's going to be an everyday thing. But, I didn't find, it was more like cocaine and pot and mm-hmm. acid and just whatever.
Yeah.
But
were you looking for acceptance, or were you lonely? Was there depression when you were younger that you were trying to deal with? Because I know that a lot of times will cause somebody to fall into that because mm-hmm. they're seeking something that's missing. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately they find something to fill that in that's not helpful to them. As opposed to something that, like, if you learn to be a painter or something and you start putting it into art instead of drugs or another form of addiction.
Well, in hindsight, looking back, I think it was more, my parents divorced, like, when I was 8, and, like, growing up, when I got to be about 14 or 15, like, if I could play them against each other. Like, they didn't talk, they didn't, you know, communicate with each other, so... You know, if I got in trouble over at mom's, I could go to dad's. And, you know, neither one of them would let the other one know anything. So it was easy for me to slip through the cracks right there. And I just chose to go live with whoever let me do what I wanted to. And I just really had no guidance after that. Like, I just started rebelling. And I think, like, I'm the oldest of 4 kids. And so I missed my brother and my 2 sisters. My brother, he was close enough in age with me. He followed me into this addiction, and he's not coming out of it. He mentally, it did something to him mentally that he's never coming back. He's like, he's severely schizophrenic, and it's drug induced. And like, I felt responsible for that for the longest, but because if there's anybody I could save, I'd really want to save him. But I just don't, I mean... Sometimes you just, some people are lucky and they can make it out and they still can think and they still can function and they still are healthy.
Right.
And some people don't. And so, I mean, there are terrible things that happen and can happen. You know, I've had friends pass away, and like when you're in it, you don't realize the value of the human life. Like, you know, you kind of, all your values fade. And so... when you first get sober, like, all of your emotions come back, and like, it's like your feelers are wide open, and it's just almost overwhelming. And if I hadn't been in like a protective, like, it wouldn't, like the halfway house I went to, you know, it was just, we lived in an apartment, 4 of us girls. We had people over us, but if we had a stressful day, or if something happened at home, like, you know, my brother, the cops are chasing him, they catch him, put him in, you know, and like, we can talk about it with each other. We have people to lean on that know what to do and not use. You know, I've been in recovery for a year now, and I've had friends that they've had family members pass away. They've went to court and not got their kids back. But if they stay, like, reaching out, talking to their sponsor, working these steps, like, going to meetings, and, I mean, there's something special about... like the recovery community, there is, because I don't have to know you, but you can walk in a door and our stories are the same, and you know, and we're going to care about you from the minute you walk in that meeting. And so it's like, I don't know, like, by myself I would fail, but together with other people in recovery, I have a chance to make it.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Bree Walker. We're in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. She is sharing about 1 year of recovery. She has taken the steps. She has followed the plan. She has a job. She has structure in her life. And I hope you'll stick with us. Maybe this story's for you. Maybe this story's for someone you love, someone that you care about deeply. You want them to be pulled out of the addiction that they're in. You know that it's hard for them. It's a challenge for them. and maybe this story will help you. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show on location in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. I have with me Bree Walker, and I found her post through the Addiction Prevention Coalition. I saw 1 year of sobriety, and I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
That was the first thought I had, was how proud of you I am. People who have those coins, like I told you, my dad collected those coins. He was very proud when he was able to earn those coins for years of sobriety.
Yes.
It was important to him, and that was one of the things that was important to me to keep when he passed away. Mm-hmm. I wanted something tangible for sacrifices he made, what he went through, the mm-hmm. hard challenges he went through to earn that, because he did earn it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely. To change something about yourself, internally, is the hardest thing. To change your perspective of life is so hard, and to change your daily routine, especially when your daily routine was masking any emotion, because that's what a lot of people are trying to do, is just like numb the pain, you know. So when you can make it a year, and when you can learn to care in the right way about your family, about, you know, be there for them, it, you know, you might have missed a long time, but at least it's like waking up. It's like you've been in a coma in a whole nother world, and you wake up and like there's real life going on and real feelings and all these people that cared about you along the way that you didn't know was caring, you know. You think you're all alone, but really you have a family doing push-ups at home for you.
And for you, your family in Morgan County, mm-hmm. very supportive of your recovery process?
Oh, yes, sir, they are. They are super. I'm very blessed with my family. Like, even though they don't understand, like, they have saw things me and my brother went through. And, you know, my mom, she knows now that I'm sober, I get to see how she felt this whole time, caring about my brother. You know, if he's not locked up in jail or a mental institution, he's still out there using. He has no desire to get better. He can't even grasp the concept to get better. So I worry about him like she's worried about both of us our whole lives. And, yeah, I love to go back home. My two younger sisters, I think I scared them enough. They stayed straight. They're pretty good girls.
That's good.
Yeah.
My dad scared me.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. I mean, it goes one way or the other. Like, you're either pull them in with you or scare them to where they never want to do that at all.
That's right. I get that. And when we think about the support system and how important it is, mm-hmm. no matter how much somebody loves you or cares about you, it's not for them to pull you out. Oh, it's yeah. for us to fight that battle.
That's right.
To overcome it ourselves. Because as many people as may love you and care about you, and you may have a million people around you and feel all alone, mm-hmm. and it's up to you ultimately to say it's time for me to stop and to change.
Oh, yes. And, like, for me to stop, it took everything. Like, my family, they've prayed. They have, you know, begged, pleaded, and I did get sober one time in my 30s for 5 years, and I didn't work the steps or have a community or anything like that. I just had my family, which was great, but then the last year I was sober, I got married. I had 4 mishaps with pregnancy, had to have 3 surgeries, and then my husband left me. So I didn't know how to hold on when things went bad, and so I just went back to what I knew would numb me immediately. And I will tell you this, my dad owned a convenience store out in Morgan County, and so I would work up there for him, and so people I used to use with would come through. And I kept a connection with them, like, you know, seeing them, like, talking. So it was very easy for me to, in 5 years down the road, something went bad, I didn't turn to anybody who had some sober time or went to meetings or anything. I easily could get whatever I needed yeah. in the drug world because I kept that connection. I didn't even realize I was doing that. So this time around, like, I may be friends on Facebook with people or whatever, but if you're not sober, I'm really, like, if you're in rehab, I will help you. Like, I sponsor people. I go to Bradford and I tell my story, and I will reach out if you're trying to get help. But I can't, if you're not trying to get help, I can't do that.
Pulls you back in.
It would definitely pull me back in.
Mm-hmm. And the people you love, and you're far more important than that. And they're important mm-hmm. for that too, but they have to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. I served as a police officer for several years, and one of the challenges I had was trying to figure out how to help people that wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
I was very limited in what I could do.
Oh, yeah.
My job, whether it was a mental health issue or drug addiction, whatever was going on, was to handcuff them and take them to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And jail is not where you get sober and learn the steps and learn how to overcome addiction. There are other places for that. Like, you've even mentioned Bradford, or you mentioned other places that you've been.
Yes, sir.
Where they're set up for that.
Oh, yeah.
And more of that needs to take place, I feel like, for the sake of those that we're losing to drug addiction, because it doesn't end going to jail over and over again.
Mm-mm.
That's not breaking the cycle, is no. the way I saw it.
It just pauses it. It seems like, you know, throughout my life, seeing people like very close to me, even myself, like, any amount of time, it don't matter if you have 3 months, a month, or 5 years, if you haven't worked on some things inside yourself and got you like a network of people, like-minded people that have been through struggles and understand like where you're coming from, you're going to go right back to it. You don't know how to live a normal, you don't know how to go to work and come home and be satisfied. Like there's things inside all of us that, you know, we have to fix. And I mean, like my mother goes through things. She's never been an addict before, never had a drink or anything. So she goes through things in life that I use the steps, the AA steps, and help her process things. Like, you know, she's had to put her mother in a nursing home and like it's breaking her heart. Well, you have to process feelings. You have to like accept them and you have to deal with them. You can't just like mask them or let them overwhelm you. You have to look at like the good things. You have to, your perspective has to change. You know, I mean, anybody can be helped by these simple steps, it seems like, because I don't know, there's something magical about them. There's something magical about looking at what your part in it is, and some things you can't help, some things you have no control over, and some things you do. And like you just like accept what you can't control, and what you can change, you can change.
What pushed you to get through the hard parts?
I prayed a lot. I talked to people around me. I saw other people making it. I saw other people picking up those year and 2 year chips, and a few months when I first come in, and they were getting happy. They were being, you know, productive members of society. Like they had things going on. But seeing people, pick up their chips and seeing happiness in their lives, and it's little God winks, is what I call it. What made me get sober this time was I felt my life got so unmanageable and I was so lost and hopeless, like I didn't know where to turn. But it took God letting everything like come down at one time. My so-called friend stole my car, you know, that I got set up with some charges. I was already out on bond, and then all of a sudden I have warrants and like I'm on the run, and I felt like a wild animal being hunted down. Okay. And it took all of that for me. I called my court appointed lawyer, believe it or not. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, and she was like, well, could you want to go to treatment? Like, do you need treatment? I was like, oh yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, could you do like pre-trial? I'm like, no, I need a little bit more serious help than that. And she was like, okay. Luckily, I had insurance, and I called Bradford, and somebody I really didn't even know kind of hid me from the people I had grew up with, hung out with for 15, 20 years that had turned on me, and they got me to Bradford. And I was just so broken and hopeless, and she told me what got me to even go. Like, I didn't want to, but I was smart enough to know. She said, I'll get your warrants lifted if you're in a treatment. So I went there, and she sent me my mom an email and said, tell her I'm praying for her. And that was the first God wink. I have a court-appointed lawyer praying for me. So I chose to go to Steps of Faith at Bradford because I knew God had to be tied up in this. And she didn't get my warrants lifted right when I was in Bradford. But that's just 21 days. I mean, I thought, I've been an IV drug user for 21 years. What could really change in 21 days?
Right.
Is what I was thinking. And but enough changed, I went on to the next step. I chose to stay down here and go to that halfway house and just let people I didn't know love on me and care about me and watch how they lived their lives. And I just followed suit. And, like, it didn't matter if what they told me to do, if it was crazy to me, I didn't know any better. So I did it. You know, I mean, I just did it. And this is the first time, like, things really changed inside me. Like, something along the way, like, my family is like, whatever they're doing down there, like, the whole 5 years you were sober, like, you know. But it just took God, like, compiling everything out at the perfect timing to force me to say, okay, I need help. Once I woke up, I was very angry. I was mad that I'd wasted all this time on these people who didn't care nothing about me. Mm-hmm. Here my mom is driving up to, an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes to bring me shampoo or bring me this and that, because she will help me once I got trying.
Right.
But she might give me some food, but she was not going to support my drug addiction. She just wasn't going to do it. But my dad, on the other hand, they were separated, and I'm my dad's only daughter, and he just loved me the best he could. As long as I seemed okay, he was okay. He wouldn't listen to what you had to say about me or anything else. As long as he saw a smile on my face, I was good. But he's very happy, too, that I changed. But he's going to love me no matter what. My mom's more tough love, you know?
I get it. Bree Walker, today this is the first show we've done with you. Mm-hmm. I want to continue to follow your journey. There's plenty more to talk about as you move forward. The support system, and I know that there are people out there who need to hear this message, and that's why I wanted to talk to you today.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody listening right now needs to hear that there is hope, that they don't have to give up, that their life doesn't have to end for the addiction to end. Because I know a lot of people, they get to that dead-end street, and that's where they feel like this is the only way it's going to stop if I take my life.
Oh, yeah, and that would be, I mean, it would have, death is not scary anymore when you get to that point. Like, you just want to fade away, you know. But if you ever, the first step of going is probably the hardest, you know, and getting through the sickness, because you're going to detox. But if you just hang on, like, it gets better. It gets better, and God gives you back. Well, you can believe in whatever you want. You don't have to believe in anything, or you can believe in whatever you want. But I choose to believe in God. And so you get back things. You start getting your mind back, your health back. Then your mind starts to follow. And then, like, along the way, like, you'll build, you know, this life slowly but surely, a steady life. Like, you have a strong foundation you're building your life on, and you're not getting everything back all at once. I didn't get, oh, I got a job and everything. Like, I was in this program for 16 weeks. I was supposed to get a job in 6 weeks, but it took me 16 weeks to find a job because of my record.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I mean, I was blessed and got this job at Expedited. That it's a logistics company, and they just love on me. They care about my recovery, and it's like a career, you know. It's not just, I feel like I'm really important there. Like, you know, if I just didn't show up for work, somebody's going to be calling me.
Great.
And keep my recovery on track. Like, it's just a place where they understand recovery, because most people are in it that work there. And some people don't get it on the first time or the second time, and it don't matter if you have a mishap or whatever. Like, they're gonna give you the steps to go, like, here, let's go back to treatment, you know.
Yes.
It's not like, okay, you're terminated for life, you know. It's a really good place. It's great for somebody in recovery. It's great.
Bree Walker, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're sharing these stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today, that you'll not only listen to it for yourself, but share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Vestavia Hills, Alabama, at the Vestavia Hills Library. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.